All right, well, let's look at Colossians 3:17 this morning. Colossians 3:17, it says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whatever you do, everybody say, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So it says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Colossians 3:23, just a little bit, just a few verses later, it says, whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of your inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Whatever you do, verse 23, whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. I'm going to also read and come back to that one, but I'm going to also read 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. It says, therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the church of God, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Verse 31 again says, therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Now let's go back to Colossians. Let's go to verse 23. It says, whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. And then you don't have to put it up, but it also says, well, go back to verse 17 as well. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So doing everything, this is on purpose. Do everything. It says, do whatever you do in word or deed, whatever you do in every verse, whatever you do. And it said different places, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, do it heartily as to the Lord, not to men, do all to the glory of God. So this is whatever you do it in a certain way. You're doing it for the glory of God. You're doing it heartily. You're doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus. So you're doing these things on purpose, not just haphazardly. We're living, initially, you know, I kind of, when I had this come up, and then, you know, just kind of went from there as far as these different areas, but living carefully. Now, not carefully as far as anxiously. We don't really use it like that, but when you're taking care with something, you are doing it. You know, you're paying attention to it. You're not talking about the anxious part of it, okay? You can do stuff overly careful. That's anxious. But we're not talking about that. But these are all things, when we read this, do everything, it is on purpose. You're doing it carefully. Not anxious, not uptight, but we use this in different ways. talk about eating carefully. Driving carefully. What does that mean? You're not, you know, going 80 miles over the speed limit. You're looking where you're going. You're paying attention to the person in front of you. You know, you eating healthy, eating what you're giving mind to what you're putting in your mouth, because it is, we are what we eat. Sobering thought. Sometimes, anyway. Look at something, you're like, that's what you're becoming. We've got to be careful what we're putting in. Well, how about whatever we do, when we're living, we want to do it with thought. We want to do it on purpose, not haphazardly, not carelessly, but carefully, on purpose, purposefully, intentionally. People use that word all the time. intentionally now. What does that mean? It means you're thinking about it. You're doing it because you thought about it, because that's what you want to do, not just doing it to do it, not because somebody else did it. It could be because somebody else did it, you heard about it, but why are you doing it? You're putting it into your life on purpose. So we ought to live that way, not just people talk about planning carefully. I'm going to plan this out. Well, how about we live our lives the same way? Like, because we could have these, you know, it's easy to compartmentalize your life. You're doing something like you're going on a trip, so you take a lot of time to plan the details of that trip. But day to day, you could just be living haphazardly. That's not what the Bible said. It said to do all the things, do everything, whatever you do, to God, to the Lord Jesus, to the Lord as not to men, to the glory of God. So everything we do ought to be with a purpose, ought to be intentional. What we put in our lives, what we don't do, what we exclude from our lives ought to be intentional. It ought to be in purpose. We ought to take some care about that. Now, you can get legalistic with that like you could with everything. You could start getting uptight. You could start getting too careful. You could start worrying about every little thing. But that's all over here. Like that's, if you have a spectrum, that would be just over anxious and doing it too much. It just legalistically. But over here would be like, it doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter. I get up and where's the wind blowing? I'm going to, you know, figure out where I'm going today. The Bible's telling us do it all to the glory of God. So just an easy question. Is this glorifying God when I'm doing it? Should I be doing it? Is this as unto the Lord? Like, am I doing it to glorify God? Am I doing it? In other words, if I were doing it, if Jesus is standing right there, because we have the Holy Spirit, is that what I ought to be doing? Is that unto him? See, it doesn't matter who we're working for, who we're around. If we do it in that way, like God is there, Jesus is there, it changes the way we do it. Like now I'm not just, well, it doesn't matter, nobody's around, or it doesn't matter, you know, I'm just with these people. We're doing it unto the Lord. That means everything. It doesn't matter. You know, people change their behavior based on who's in the room or if there's somebody in the room. Now, I get it. I mean, we have families. You're going to be probably... To say everybody is just exactly the same in their living room when they're completely relaxed with everybody else, I mean, we're human, okay? You're around people that you're more comfortable than others. That's not hypocritical. That's just a person. I mean, you want to be, that doesn't mean you become a different person, though. And you don't do things that you would just never do, and then somebody, oh, I got to impress them. I got to be around them, so now I have to say stuff I never like that. Well, here's a thought. Jesus is always, through the person of the Holy Spirit, is always there. Now, we're not talking about sin. I mean, that applies, of course. There's stuff that if you get into the mindset, the Holy Spirit is always with you, so the person of Jesus, or Jesus and the person of the Holy Spirit, because God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are three in one. He's there all the time. So if there's something I would do if he were here, well, he is here. If there's something I wouldn't do if I knew he was here, well, he is here. Is shift our mindset from being people-centered to being God-centered. So I'm going to show up. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I don't care if the boss is watching or not. I don't care if the teacher's there. I don't care if this group of people. You know, we were talking about this with somebody the other day. You know, Christina's about to graduate. Got other close to graduates. High school's school's a different thing. It's a, you know, you go through school and then you get into high school and stuff. And there's, for most people, by the time you get through that, that community, that way where you're going with the same people in that way, you got the different groups that have kind of formed, different friend groups, different people identified with different areas, and I mean that in the way, like, you know, you got people that dress a certain way, people that are into certain activities, people who are in sports or whatever, and people, they segregate that way. And then people act a certain way around one group and another group. And it's just it's different than most places or times in life as you move forward. But not totally different, because some people are trying to live like they're in high school and they're 40 or 50. They have never gotten out of that mindset. And they're different around different people, and they act like there's a cool club. And there's just, that's all just godless and worldly. Jesus could mingle around anybody. Didn't matter what, societal place, anything. But, you know, we got to be careful. We don't take that mentality and start acting like it depends on who we're around, how we're going to act, because we read these verses and we're going to read more. We're supposed to act according to God all the way. So we're supposed to live purposefully, no matter who human is around, no matter what our endeavor is around. We just start acting according to God and God's word regardless. That'll change the way our life is, because now we're in the place where we're doing what we believe we should do regardless of circumstance. Because it's on purpose. We ought not to plan certain segments of our life and then not, like, I'm going to do this really thoroughly and very intentionally, but then for the greater part of our life, we're not. We ought to ask God, what would you have me to do? What do you want me to do? What does my day look like? What does my week look like? I'm talking about your daily routine, because it's different for everybody. Everybody has a different life. Everybody has different vocation. But I ought to do it. If I'm going to do something, I ought to do it because I believe God wants me to do it. And you can't determine what God wants you to do by looking at somebody else. Now, you can learn from somebody else. You can get input from somebody else. But in other words, you can't go, well, that person's doing that. They look successful, so I believe I'll do that same thing. Here's the question. Is God telling you to do that? So if I just go, well, that person is doing it, so I'm just going to do it. See, that's not on purpose. That's not intentionally, really. That's just because somebody else did it. You have to back up and say, Lord, I'm doing this for your glory. I'm doing it because to please you, not to please people. So what would you have me to do? It's a good question. At any point you are, no matter what stage of life you're in, especially young people, you're coming out. The question ought to be not what everybody else is doing, what school you going to, blah, blah, blah. What does God want me to do? Because there's no right answer. There's no one answer to that. Amen. God doesn't tell the same. He hasn't put into this to everybody the same thing. God's no respecter of persons. In other words, he doesn't play favorites, but he does call us each to do something specific. So regardless of where we're at in life, we ought to say, am I doing this? If what I'm doing, is it intentional? Is it on purpose? Am I giving thought? Am I doing it carefully in that regard? Or am I just kind of doing it? Because it's pretty easy to get in a rut and to keep doing the same thing. Y'all know what I mean? You don't have to raise your hand. It's easy to do the same thing. It's easy to keep going in the same area and not actually do. God, if Jesus were standing here, would he be going, why are you doing that? Or would he be saying, yep, do that. That's right. That's where you're supposed to be going. Yes, for you, that's what you're supposed to be doing. Now, there's the general word, what it tells us to do in every situation. I mean, you know, generally your character, what it says to do and not to do, that goes across the board. You don't pray about those things. If the Bible says something's wrong, it's wrong. Doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to pray about it. People are like, well, the Lord told me, the Holy Spirit told me this is okay. No, it's in black and white in four verses that says not to do that. You're wrong. You might be listening to something, but that's not God. See, that's not popular in 2020. Some people say, well, no, I just hear God and I feel he's saying this. Yeah, but the Bible contradicts it. So you're listening to something that's not God. And if we humor people and say, oh, okay, that's okay, we're not helping them. You're not helping them. You're helping them in the way of destruction. If the Bible tells us something is wrong, it's wrong. And it's not going to change. I don't care what society does. I don't care what people do. I don't care how popular or how many followers they have and say, I just think it's this. Yeah, but the Word of God says differently, so you're wrong. I don't care who you are. I have to determine, I'm going to do it because the Lord told me. Yeah, I'm going to do it specifically in everything I do, in word or a deed, I'm going to do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Here's something that we can back up then and say, if I'm doing it, could I say I'm doing it in the name of Jesus? You know what that means? It's not a tagline. It means in the name means in his authority. It means that he's given us authority. We're representing him. It's like if one of my kids said, I'm doing this in the name of dad, that means dad would put his stamp of approval on it. They're doing it because I told them to do it. I fully approve, and they're doing it in the name of dad. It's like I could give them a check. People don't use checks anymore, but I've given them my credit card and said, here, go do this. They go and pay as if it's me. The credit card machine doesn't know any different. It's me. As far as it's concerned, when we do stuff, we ought to be able to think, am I doing this in the name of Jesus? And if we can say, yeah, that's what I ought to be doing. If Jesus were here, he'd be, yep, that's what I would do. Like somebody said, I know that's tight, but that's right. It can just bring us up to it's like, wait a minute. Because we only have so much time on the earth. Like, what am I doing? Some people, you know, we have young people that have your whole life out in front of you. You ought to think this way now. Again, don't go over here to start being uptight about it. But be intentional about it. Say, I don't have any time to waste. Because, you know, the younger you are, the more you think you got time, it's just never going to. And, you know, you're never going to be as old as whoever you think is old. You will. And if the more mature people don't think, well, it doesn't matter, I'm just setting my ways. That's a lie. Amen. It may be true that people have a tendency to do it, but if God told us to do something, it's never too late to break out and do something different.
Yeah, that's right.
You can change tomorrow. It may be difficult from the natural point of view, but you're not just going from the natural point of view. You have the Spirit of Almighty God living on the inside of you, and if it's been something on your heart, do this, you're like, I've tried. It's just too hard. Double down, go before God, and determine, is it or is it not what God would have you to do? And if the answer is, it's not what God would have you to do, then by his power, decide the battle plan to get that out. If it's something you need to be doing and you're not, go before God and say, God, help me, because I don't want to live another day doing something that I couldn't say Jesus would put his stamp on it. That goes for no matter where we are in life, but we can do that. I know this is more of an exhortation this morning.
Fine. Awesome.
This is what I had in my heart. There is no excuse, and this is not on the negative side. Oh, everybody, we're doing horrible. We got to do it. No, it's just like, hey, everybody has something from God to do, and his grace is toward every person equally. It's what we do with it. Now we can draw on it more. But initially, it's not like God's picking people. It's how we respond. And if we respond in faith, then we get the grace of God. We get the ability of God. And if we said, no, I just can't. No, somebody else, you know, is doing such and such. So but they're different than me. I can't. We are not pulling on what God told us to do. We won't be able to do it because we're not believing that he can help us to do it. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's something, a direction we believe we should be in. It doesn't matter if it's something that we believe we're supposed to pick up and start doing. It doesn't matter what it is. If we'll ask God, Lord, what is it that you would have me to do? What does my day look like? What does my week look like? What is it that I am supposed to be doing? And be real with where you're at and where you want to go. In other words, don't go out here and go, well, this is the ideal. That may be the ideal. Now, God, show me what you want me to do today and tomorrow to get there. Because if it's always just reaching for the thing, you know, it's impossible to go there in one day. You're not helping yourself either. God will lead you and guide you in the way you should go, but he'll also do it in a way that you can actually handle and achieve. He'll give you enough. If it's truly the Holy Spirit, he's going to lead you in a way that it's going to help you. It's not that it's just easy, but you're going to be able to do it. He's not going to continually pointing so far out that you're going to fail. He won't do that. But we need to be purposeful, just thinking, all right, Lord, you're here. Is this what you want me to be doing? I'm not looking to so-and-so to determine if it's right. Because if I look at somebody else and go, well, that's what they're doing. Is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Well, you may not be equipped the same way they are. Well, this is just what my family's expectations are. Okay, we respect our families, but they're not God. Your family can't call you to do something one way or another. Only God can. Now you can go to him and say, Lord, this is what you want me to do. But if somebody else, no matter who it is, if you do it by their expectation, it doesn't say do all things according to what your friends say. Do all things according to what your family said. It says do all things according to the Lord, as if it's to the Lord. It doesn't say do all things according to the glory of you. So you get rich and famous and you get accolades. It says do all the things for the glory of the Lord. Majority of the stuff in this world is self-serving. People are doing it because it benefits them. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says in everything we ought to be doing it as unto God, not as unto people. So that would include fame. That would include anything like money, anything to get something. All for God's glory. You're not doing it to serve other people. You're not doing it because of other people. You're not doing it to get pats on the back. You're doing it because of him, and you're doing it to glorify him. Do everything that you do on purpose. You careful. You're doing it. Yeah, I thought about it. Yeah, I'm doing that. Now, that doesn't mean you're where you want to go. But today, you're doing what you know to do at the right place, what according to the word and according to what God's given you, you're doing it. And if we do that, we'll just keep moving in the right direction. God will help us to do that. Let's look at Psalm 119:9. It says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. So verse 9 says, how can a young man cleanse his way? How can he get rid of things that he doesn't want? By taking heed according to your word, according to the word of God, talking about the Bible. What does God's word say? That's the way out. That's the way through. How are you going to, so with everything we're saying, you're going to do something on purpose, but you say, I'm not supposed to be doing this, or I'm supposed to be doing this. How do I get that? Spend time in the Bible. Spend time in the word of God. You can, that is the best use of your time. If we're trying to figure out where we're supposed to go and we're not reading the word of God, we're wasting time. People pray, they'll spend sometimes a lot of times in prayer, but if it's not based on the word of God, if they're not looking to the word and spending time in the Bible, you're going to get off. If you read the word of God is God speaking to you, and you're going to understand what to do. You're going to understand how to change. You're going to understand. That's how you're going to move forward. That's how you're going to know how to glorify God. And by going the right direction is by looking at the word. Verse 10 says, with my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Verse 11, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. What's the way to get through? It's not by just going and going the wrong way. Oh, I went that way again. I shouldn't have. Start putting the word of God in. Do that on purpose. That'll start informing your decisions. Put it in to your heart so that you won't go the wrong way. Verse 10 says, with my whole heart, I have sought you. If we go back, can you put up, we'll come back to this, but can you put up Colossians 3, verse 23 again? It says, whatever you do, do it heartily. Do it heartily. Like we talked about here, it says with your whole heart, heartily. That I looked that up just in the English. It says in a hearty manner, with all sincerity, wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly is completely and sincerely devoted, determined, enthusiastic, marked by a complete, earnest commitment, free from all reserve or hesitation. That means you're all in. Wholeheartedly is you're going for it. You are doing it on purpose. You are intentional because you're immersed. And we're supposed to do everything we do heartily. Here it says, not as to the Lord, not to men. If you go back over to Psalms 119, verse 10, it said, with my whole heart I have sought you. So I'm going to do that first. If I do that first, everything else is going to fall into place. See, don't you just keep knocking yourself up against the same wall, and sometimes we can go to where, I'm trying, but we should back up and say, have I sought him? Have I put his word in my heart? Am I putting that first? Because that will inform everything else. It doesn't work the other way. Well, I'll get to that once I get this. Put other things aside and start putting the word in and seek the Lord first, and other things will change. That's how you inform what you're supposed to be intentional about. What we're going to do on purpose. Number one, we want to know the word and put that in. Verse 11 says, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. See, you don't just, I messed that up again. No, back up and say, what am I putting in? If I put the word in, it's going to help me. Look at Psalm 119:33. 119:33, it says, teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness, not to going after things and stuff and people and wanting stuff. Verse 37, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. See, if our eyes are looking at worthless things, that could be anything. That means anything that would be not worth our time, not worth our energy. Turn my eyes away from looking at stuff that this is meaningless, because if I'm doing it on purpose, if I'm going to do it for God, I could just use that same question. God, you want me to look at this? Is this glorifying you? Jesus is right there. Is this glorifying you? Is this what you want me looking at? Now, you could think that's just, you could of course use that in things that are utterly wrong, but here's the thing. If you spend 6 years of your life studying something that has nothing to do with the plan of God for your life, it's worthless in your case. It could be right, not against education, but if it's If somebody else is supposed to learn that stuff and they're going to use it, that's one thing. If we're not, if we're called over here and supposed to study something and we go spend a bunch of our time studying something because somebody thought we should, it is a waste of time if we're not going to actually use it in what God told us to do. It's a waste. You could be using that time, the money, the resource to go after God's call and what he wants you to do. Everybody is called to do something. Determine what that is and go there. And so that every day, every moment of your life is going in a direction. Going somewhat in the right way is better than going 90 degrees out of the way. If I'm learning something in the wrong direction, it's not helping me. If I learn something in this direction, it's helping me. Even if it took 10 years to learn this, and I was a little bit, so at, you know, that would be better than spending 6 years going this way and being, now I have 4 years to try to get here, I'm going to be behind. If it takes 10 years to learn this and I go take 6 years over here because somebody told me and now I start this way, I'm going to be, it's going to take me 16 years to get to the same place, although I learned stuff that somebody else thought was good. We got to understand what God wants us to do. And that's going to be by seeking him, by looking to what he said, by doing what we know to do now. Just start there. Because if you get to, you can be too, it can almost start being overwhelming. Like, oh, where do I start? Start with seeking God and start with looking at your Bible. And doing what you know to do right now. Just take inventory, go. All right, I just said that. Did God put his stamp of approval on that? Would he be going, yep, you did that in my name. It's the right thing. Now, I'm not talking about being perfect. I'm just saying, take inventory. Yep, that's something I need to work on. No, God could not put a stamp of approval on that. All right. I know one place I'm going to work on. God will help me. Look at James 1, verse 22. Now, we're not, the word of God is not meant to beat us up. The word of God is to empower us to do what he wants us to do. Because if we stay in that place like, oh, no, missed it. Oh, I got to do that before I can go anywhere. No, it's just knowing where we're at and then going forward in his strength. Because whatever he told us in his word to do, we have the ability to do it. The grace is there to be able to do it. Look at James 1:22. It says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. That means if you hear it, you don't do it, we're fooling ourselves. Verse 23, if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. Verse 25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. So that means if we see what the word of God says and we decide in our heart, I'm going to do it, Lord, with your help, I'm going to do it, then we'll be blessed. That's the way to be blessed. But if we hear it and go, well, I don't know, maybe sometime, then that's careless. It's not intentional. And we don't say, oh, I can't do that. That's too much. Now, if you're listening to the word of God and the Spirit of God, God is going to give you what you can handle now if you look to him. He's not going to overload you. At the same time, we shouldn't act like nothing matters. So it's going down the middle of the road. You don't start getting anxious about everything and thinking you can't do anything and you have to go over the top and everything, but you don't say, oh, it doesn't matter. If we'll go with God and be intentional and start thinking, Lord, what would you, is this what you would have me to do? Now help me. Now we'll start getting, we'll actually make progress in the right direction daily according to what he actually has for us. And we'll come up because his word is to us just like it's to anybody else. It's for us. Let's look at Philippians 1, verse 9. This is God's will for us. It says, "This I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere with and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." Gives the picture of us just being filled more and more, that we're sincere, that we're doing what God would have us to do, that we are full of the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, that we're just going, that our life is mounting day by day to what God would have us to do, that we're doing it on purpose, that we're doing it intentionally, that He's helping us, that we are stepping in the direction that He would have us continually, no matter what stage of life we're in, that we say, "Lord, this day is not a rehearsal. This is the only one I get like this. Now show me what you want me to do. I'm doing it for your glory. I'm doing it intentionally. I'm on purpose. I'm doing it heartily. And Lord, I believe that you're directing me." And you get to the end of the day, go, "I don't know exactly what progress I made that day." You just check aside. Was I doing what I believe God would have me to do? Am I going in the right direction? Because not every day is like you're jumping up and down going, "Wow, that was just a banner day. That changed my whole life." That's right. There are days that it's just, you know, the montage in movies. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You know, have anybody ever seen Rocky? How many of you have seen Rocky? Okay, so people know what I'm talking about. You know the part where he's training? Pick your number, whatever Rocky movie it is, or any number of other movies, any sports movie, anything like that. There is a part where they start playing music, and you see these clips of the person training, doing something over and over and doing it. And now, you know, they were lifting this, but now you flash forward and they're lifting more. And then they only could do this, but now they're doing it more. And it's just boom, 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 boom. And then the music kind of fades and they're talking like, "Oh, now I'm ready." And that represents a whole lot of blood, sweat, tears, work. There was days and days and days where it's just the same thing, same thing, same thing. But it's all compacted into the time they play that music. And you look at the beginning and the after, and it's like, "Wow, that was really fun." No, it wasn't. They're pulling stuff. They're doing all this stuff. No, if you asked any one of those days, it's grueling, but it's all going somewhere. And you can't even see the gains on some of those days. Have you ever lifted or done something? You might just like weights, you know, train. It's like you go same, 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 same. All of a sudden you bump up and you get some gains. It didn't just happen because of that last day. Because you kept doing it. And so there's days you get done and go, "What am I doing?" You go back to where it's, "Am I doing what God would have me to do overall?" Because if you look day by day, you might say, it's not worth it. But if you know the trajectory you're on is right, and you know what God has led you to do to get there, you just stay on this course unless God actually changes the way, the direction, and you keep going on, because you will break through. You'll go to the next level. You'll keep going because it's the path of God. You're doing it intentionally. You're getting done to the end of the day going, "Yeah, I was just looking at this day, I would say there's nothing here, but I know I'm doing it for a purpose." We'll close with this. Look at Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." There it is again. With all your heart, heartily, sincerely. Devoted, determined, enthusiastically. Committed, free from all reservation, hesitation. You know, heartily. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In other words, you're not doing it for you. You're not doing it because you thought so, because somebody else said it. You're doing it because you believe, you've leaned into God, and that's what He's showing you to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding or anybody else's understanding. You're looking to God. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall. Everybody say shall. He shall direct your paths. So you lean into him. Don't lean on what you say, you think, or what anybody else thinks. You go to him. And it says, if you acknowledge him, he'll direct you. Right. And that applies to every person. So what do you get that word on the inside of you. You start seeking him. This is one of the words, yeah, as you're going on, that you can use to encourage yourself. You can say, well, Lord, I'm seeking you. I'm acknowledging you in every way, so you are directing me. In the time between the beginning of the music to the end of the music, in the montage is when you're going, Lord, you're directing me. Lord, you're directing me. I sought you, so you're directing me, and I'm believing you're directing me. You're directing me. And when you see something changed, then your mind catches them going, oh, okay, that's not when you think that it's working. You have to back up and encourage yourself in the Word all that other time. But you have God's Word on it that as you seek him with all your heart, he's going to direct it. That applies to every person. And so if we'll do it on purpose, if we'll say, Lord, I'm doing it for you, he will direct us. He'll get us there. Amen. 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 He'll get us there. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what that is. He'll get us there.